This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Ontario labor law reforms are best in class. It was amazing to be with more than 80 ACORN leaders, members, organizers, friends, supporters, and people who wanted to know more about the organization and its history at the Steelworkers Union Hall in Toronto at the special screening of the organizer documentary. The hunger and passion for change and willingness to do the work to make it happen was an amazing thing to see and hear, perhaps best typified when spontaneous applause broke out towards the end of the film when ACORN Canada's president, Marva Barnett, was on the screen. Slice of organizing heaven to gently place in the keepsakes of our minds forever. Among the comrades in arms attending was our longtime brother and ally, John Cartwright, president of the Toronto and York Labor Council. Standing before a pint down the street after the film, a classic, well-loved local pub, he shared with me some of the details of the new Ontario labor laws unions and their allies had managed to get passed in Ontario at the end of last year. Certainly, I was familiar with the huge victory that raised the minimum wage for workers to $14 per hour now and $15 in 2019, but in the hurly-burly of work, I'd missed some of the huge reforms in basic organizing rights that they'd also achieved with the passage of this new legislation. As John detailed the new reforms to me, they were so wide-ranging in their scope that my first task was to double-check, pinching myself, that I couldn't have heard him right. But sure enough, Ontario might fairly claim to currently have the best organizing rights for workers in North America and perhaps anywhere in the world. Here is just some of the amazing opportunities that Ontario workers and their unions now have. Card-based certification in specified industries, the temporary help agency industry, home care, and community service industry and building sectors can now win card check recognition on a showing of over 55% support without a vote. Access to employee lists. A union with a showing of interest of at least 20% of the proposed bargaining unit can obtain an employee list with each employee's name, phone number, and personal email address. Finding of employer misconduct during an organizing campaign will result in automatic certification of a trade union. Both unions and employers are now required to use the intensive mediation process before seeking binding first contract arbitration. New voting procedures will make voting more accessible to employees. The successor rights provision will be applied to the rebidding of building service contracts. Following certification, a union or employer may apply to the board to have a newly certified bargaining unit consolidated with an existing bargaining unit of the employer represented by the same union. The right to return to work during certain bargaining periods will be enforceable through grievance arbitration. The right not to be disciplined without just cause during certain bargaining periods will be enforceable through grievance arbitration. Maximum fines for violations will be increased to $5,000 for individuals, up from $2,000, and to $100,000 for organizations, up from $25,000. This seems like a bunch of well-wrapped Christmas presents that were placed under the tree for workers and their unions to begin 2018. What a golden opportunity to build strong and effective organization. The challenge now is to make sure we all make the law come alive in the workplace and all of our union halls. All organizers will want to be Canadians now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.